神已经在这里。
God is right here.
神在这里。
And the God of life is here.
你还要去证明他存在吗？
Then why is that you must prove that he exists?
你要用什么人为的办法去证明这位上帝存在吗？
You want to use a human method to prove that God exists.
这是人太过骄傲产生出来的方法论。
This is because man is too proud and they produce this methodology.
归正神学绝对拒绝Evidential apologetics.
So Reformed theologians totally reject evidentialist apologetics.
如果一个神可以给人的证据把它证明出来的话，
If God can be proved by human evidence,
这个神就比这个证据更小了。
Then this God is smaller than our evidence.
这样的神是个有无限的上帝吗？
Then if this kind of God is a God of infinity.
所以罗马书开宗明义说，
So Romans very clearly say,
神显明自己。
God revealed himself to us.
普遍启示最重要的经文全本圣经就是罗马书第一章第十九二十节。
So in this general revelation, the most important passage recorded in Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 20.
在第十九节讲什么呢？
In verse number 19, what did he say?
上帝的事情。
He said things about God.
Things 是多数的啊。
Things about God.
上帝的事情们这么多。
The things about God.
人所能知道的。
That what man can know.
什么意思呢？就是不是所有的。
Which means you do not know all things about God.
这里把神能神的事情分成人能知的跟人不能知的。
So things about God has to be divided into man, what man can know and what man cannot know.
人能知的一部分
，the part that man can know，
还有一部分人不能知的
，and even part that man cannot know。
十九二十节所讲的是人能知的那一个部分。
And in verses 19 to 20, it talks about things that man can know.
这个部分是什么呢
？What is this part？
就是神是存在的。
And that God exists first.
那么神存在，人能知道的语言显明在人心中，什么意思呢？
Then things about God that man can know that God exists when it's revealed in man.
这已经是一个生命的事实。
Something with the fact of life.
这一定是一个人生命中间灵性的自救功能。
That in our spiritual intuition we can know.
所以我们现在把第一个范围的普遍启示念出来了。
So the first area about this general revelation is now being manifested.
The first area of general revelation is within the intuitive knowledge of man concerning God.
是从我们的自己的知识里面能够知道神的，就是在这个普遍启示里面我们所应该知道
的。人的自救里面。
And in our intuition,
有一个内在的见证。
There's an inner testimony.
就是神存在。
That God exists.
神存在。
That God exists.
你可以读无神论的书。
You can read book about atheists.
你可以假设神不存在。
You can presuppose that God never exists.
心灵深处里面有个声音说
，Deep in your heart, there's a voice that says，
神是存在。
That God exists.
你说不
，You say no.
神是存在。
But then you say God exists.
神不存在。
What does God exist to say？
就是神，但是你相信他不存在。
But that God is there, but you believe that it's not there.
神不存在。
God is not there.
你明白吗
？Do you understand？
神不存在。
God is not there.
你就遮住眼睛说没有太阳。
Then you close your eyes and say there's no sun.
然后瞎眼问你说你证明给我看太阳在哪里
？And the blind will say that proves to me that where the sun is.
瞎眼的人要证明。
The one who is blind wants to prove.
他连证明太阳存在的视角的功能都没有，怎么证明？
He doesn't even have the vision enough to prove the existence of God.
所以呢，瞎眼的人太阳不存在。
And so the blind man will say that the sun never exists.
太阳会不会因为瞎眼的人说它不存在就变成没有了呢？
The sun will because the blind man said that it doesn't exist, then it disappears.
不会的。
No.
所以神不会因为你不信他就变成不存在。
It would not be because you don't believe that God exists, then he disappears.
神也不会因为你信他就变得更存在。
And he will not also because you believe in him, it become more real in his existence.
没有所谓不存在或者更存在的。
It will not be something that does not exist or exists even
more. 存在就是存在。
Existing is existing.
那中国人有一句话是信则有，不信则无。
In Chinese, there's a saying that if you believe it exists, but do not believe it won't exist.
这句话已经骗人几千年了。
And this statement has deceived us for thousands of years.
根本没有把最后的答案到底有还是没有。
Because it never tells you whether there is or there's not.
好了，你信就有了，他不信就没有了。
Why you believe and it is, and you don't believe it is not?
这是主观主义决定答案。
This is subjectivity, the one to decide on the answer.
你信有，对你来说是有的。
If you believe to you, it exists.
他信没有，对他来说是没有的。
If he doesn't believe that to him, it doesn't exist.
这样还没有办法解决神的问题。
So it still will not solve the problem. Because they say contingency reason in this statement.
这个叫做偶存性的,
contingency assistance.
不永存性的,
another something with eternal assistance. Another one is that existence.
可有可无性,
a contingent assistance.
凡是在 contingent world里面的就不是神。
And that the existing contingent world cannot be the God.
神之所以是神，因为他是 non-contingent.
God is God because it's non-contingent.
他不是偶有性的。
And not contingent,
不是偶存性的。
Not someone who exists contingently.
摩西问他说：“你名叫什么的时候？”
And when Moses asked, "What is your name?"
上帝回答说：
And God said,
"I am who I am."
I am who I am.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
I am who I am. I am not in the process of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
我不是在这个过程里面，不是在昨天、今天的明天的过程里面。
I do not belong to past, present, or future.
我不是属于过去的、现在的或是将来的。
I am not belong to that kind of category. I can be and I can be not.
我不是存在那种类别里面，我可有可无。
I am that I am.
我就是我。中文的翻译太好了，我是自由。
拥有的善.
In Chinese translation, you say that I'm self-existing, I'm eternally existing.
请你注意下面这句话.
Pay attention.
I am who I am.
I am who I am.
这一句话就成为超过所有的宗教所认识的神的自己最高峰的一句话语.
Even this statement itself becomes a self-revelation that transcends and supersedes all other statements of all religions.
没有一个宗教对神的认识超过这句话。
No knowledge of any religion supersedes this statement.
所有的宗教里面的神是一个他。
And all gods of the religion say he's a he.
孔子的道。
Confucius the word.
天。
And heaven.
子说孔子天念之。
And he said that the heaven is there.
孟子说天降大任于斯人也。
And mention was in the heaven to give good responsibility to a person.
人寻找神,
man speaking about God.
神是人之外那个他,
and also, man is, God is someone who is other than man.
当上帝启示自己的时候,
but when God revealed himself to us,
他告诉我们他是一个我,
he said that I am the I.
我是自由拥有的神。
I am who I am.
这位神是向人说话的神。
Oh, God who speaks to us.
这位神是启示自己的神。
God who revealed to us.
这个神是把普遍 启示放在人心中的神。
God will place the revelation in our heart.
所以你明白这句话了。
So you understand this statement.
上帝的事情们。
Things about God.
人所能知道的一件。
That what man can know.
他已经显明在他们心。
He has revealed in us.
所以上帝显明什么呢？
What that he has revealed.
上帝显明他是存在的神。
God revealed that he is existing God in your heart.
当毛泽东说人定胜天的时候,
when Mao Zedong said that man decides better than heaven,
他不但不知道上帝是谁，连他自己讲什么他都不知道。
Not only that he doesn't know God, who God is, and he doesn't even know what he is speaking about.
他更不知道他自己是谁。
And all the more he doesn't know who he is.
因为他有神的形象，他就以为他就是神了。
Because he had the image of God and he thought that he was God.
他把形象的根本放下。 把形象的副本提高。
He has put the originality of this image down and then highlight his copy.
他提升他神形象，变成有神能的样子。
So he elevated his being image of God and become like God.
我毛泽东战无不胜的思想万岁万万岁。
And Mao Zedong, his this authority is ever victorious.
他真的很有创造性。
Well, he has a creativity.
看见中国人需要吃的东西，常常给马厩吃了一半去。
And he said that what a man should eat in China have been eaten half by horses.
这个自然界对我们这样残忍。
He said that the nature is so cruel to us.
我们肚子饿，要吃的东西，麻雀吃了一部分。
That we are hungry and want something that we need to eat, the horse has eaten half of it.
想一个办法。
I must think of a way.
不让他抽税。
So that it won't be taxed.
不给他打折扣。
So that it won't be have a deduction.
把麻雀都杀死。
麻雀。
麻雀。
Oh, the sparrow, I'm sorry.
你讲什么?
Horse.
你讲什么? 马。不, 哪里马会吃到我的稻子?
I'm sorry, the sparrow.
Okay, 那我启示不清楚给他了。好了，现在麻雀要把他杀死。
So the sparrow must be killed.
那怎么杀麻雀呢？
Now how to kill the sparrows?
不要说杀麻雀，抓麻雀难的半死，对不对？
I tell you what, just to catch a sparrow is difficult.
你看你草地上一只麻雀。
If you see a sparrow in the field,
你去抓吧，看看。
Try to catch it.
抓到最后你跌了几次，这个腿都断了，还没抓到一只。
You will fall a few times, you're still gonna catch a sparrow.
你用枪来打它吗？
If you were to shoot with a gun,
因为子弹比麻雀贵得多。
I know, you see the bullet is more expensive.
怎么处理事情呢？
How are you going to do?
毛泽东思想很厉害嘛。
毛泽东 is very creative.
战无不胜的毛泽东思想万岁。
And also his thought is all victorious.
他想个办法。
He thought of a way.
累死麻雀。
Well, we are causing to get tired.
你会飞吗？
You can fly. Okay.
离开我。
So you leave me.
我打电话到那边的人再叫你离开那。
So I will call to the other side, so they'll cause you to fly again.
马车成群飞到就飞飞飞下来。
So all the sparrow come to one place.
飞得累得半死。
So tired.
累得半死。
So tired.
整个乡村就打锣打鼓，把铁桶什么都拿出来，乒乒乓乓，乒乒乓乓。那些马车吓死了再飞。
So all the villagers make noise to frighten them, so they'll fly again.
飞飞飞飞到别的乡村的时候。
So they fly to another village.
毛泽东思想告诉他们哪边就打锣了。
And then they will make gongs and sounds again.
他们打锣打鼓打杯什么出事。大响
，and so they make all the noises.
所以这个声音大到麻雀吓死再飞了。
And so they're frightened again. They're frightened.
飞到另外乡村，那边又在打。
So when they come to another village, they shout again.
这个麻雀飞了一整天，结果累死了。
So this sparrow becomes so tired.
全部死了。
So they're exhausted.
几万只麻雀都死了。
哈哈。
人定胜天了。
So man is victorious.
那这样，这个稻米不给他吃，我们就丰收了。
So if they do not take out this wheat, then you have the good harvest.
真的胜天吗？真的吗？
Are they victorious over heaven? No.
那个稻里面有一些的虫，就因为没有麻雀去吃那些虫，那些虫就把稻米吃得更光了。
And some of this rice, because there's no this worm to be killed by the sparrow, and this worm eat all the harvest.
所以麻雀一面吃稻米，一面它也帮忙你除害虫的。
So on one hand, the sparrow would eat that there's a rice. On the other hand, he help you to get rid of the worms.
它也吃蝗虫的。
And also your grasshopper.
所以照顾麻雀死了。
So when the sparrow died,
稻米给蝗虫给害虫吃的完全完了。
And all the harvest had been.
那怎么办呢？
By all the grasshoppers.
我们的麻雀要快快生孩子，来不及了。
And then you say the sparrow, why don't you?
快快生产啊！快快生产，麻雀麻子麻孙都出来吧。
Why you want to have more sparrow now?
没有办法，为什么？
There's no way.
全中国麻雀少得不得了。
Because there's a very few of the sparrow in China.
都跟毛泽东思想想出来办法累死了。
Because it's been exhausted by the way thought out by 毛泽东，
所以中国要花几千万美金从日本买麻雀进来。
And then China will spend thousands of dollars to buy sparrow from Japan.
买进来以后，求他快快结婚。
And to hope that they get
快快生孩子。
And to get produced.
快快生子孙。
And to get produced fast.
来得及吗？来不及了，越来越多灾祸。越来越多害虫，越来越多蝗虫，把许多的稻米吃完。
So there are more and more grasshopper and more disasters to finish all the harvest.
二十世纪的人
，20th century people,
自以为可以用无神论解决问题。
They thought that they can use the atheistic way to solve their own problem.
二十世纪的人
，the people of 20th century,
自以为人很聪明。
A man who was so intelligent.
不要神
，they don't want God.
不要天
，they don't want heaven.
人不要上帝所运作的自然力
，they don't want the natural law created by God.
人以为自己可以胜天。
They thought that they can overcome the heaven.
上帝的天上摇头。
God is there shaking his head.
人啊，你不要以为聪明。
Man, you don't think you're your wise.
宇宙的万有万物。
Because all the creation
里面一个很伟大的平衡的作用。
There's a balancing power.
这是二十世纪才生出来一个新的学问。
And this is a new knowledge of the 20th century.
叫做 ecology.
生态学。
就生态学。
Ecology.
生命里面有个生态自然平衡循环的定律。
That's the ecological principle of balance in the whole universe.
你说没有上帝创造的吗？
You see, there's no God.
是自己定的吗？
You exist by yourself.
就什么时候麻雀跟蝗虫商量
？When that sparrow had discussion a meeting with the grasshopper？
什么时候树木跟动物商量
？All the plant discuss with animals。
你吐二氧化碳给我，我吐氧气给你。
Like you give me carbon dioxide, I'll give you oxygen。
氧气一公斤几美金，你几公斤我也给你几块美金。
And also how much it costs for your carbon dioxide？
然后大家彼此讨论商量，此世界很平衡。
So we have the meeting first because before we have the balance of the universe。
被造的一切本身是不够智慧的。
So all these created realms are not wise enough.
花草怎么跟动物讨论呢?
How can plant discuss and have meeting with the animals?
所以我告诉你,
I tell you,
你说我不能信上帝,
you say, I cannot believe in God.
你是说谎,
you are lying.
因为上帝在你内心的深处, 早把普遍启示赐给你。
Because God in you have given you the general revelation.
每个人都有,
everyone has.
普遍启示是告诉你, 神是存在的。
General revelation tells you that God exists.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为上帝的事情, 人所能知道的原已经显明在人的心里。
Because things about God, what man should know, that has been revealed in man.
这是第十九节。
That's verse number 19.
这叫内证。
There's an internal testimony.
Internal witness.
内证。
Internal testimony.
内证。
Internal proof.
内在证据,
internal evidence of God.
内在的证据神已经显明了。 God has revealed it.
神显明了。
Because God revealed.
里面就有这个证据在里面。
And that's why there's an evidence in us.
那么二十节讲什么呢?
And verse number 20,
二十节就讲自然普遍启示的外证。
You talk about the external testimony of the general revelation.
什么叫做外证呢?
What an external witness.
就在人以外的印证。
Something which is outside of man as a testimony.
不但在人, 内心的里面显明他自己
Not only in us that God has revealed himself
人也在人的外面显明他自己
Even in the outside world God has revealed himself
神用什么显明他自己
What that God used to testify
我再读第二十节好不好
I read one more time verse 20
罗马书第一章第二十节
And Romans chapter 1 verse 20
一同来读
Read together
自从造天地以来上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的虽是眼不能见 但是借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。 这句话什么意思呢?
What's the meaning of verse number 20?
告诉我们上帝从造天地到现在
Is it ever since the creation of the world until now?
表示的 everlasting 表示的 consistent revelation in the creation
乃是在神所创造世界时的这个启示是一致性的这恒长性的启示 It is consistent
没有结束过
And it's never end
没有停止过
It's never ceased
地球绕太阳每天
And also, even the day when this, the earth was around, will move around the sun.
太阳光再照射到你的那一天,
and tomorrow, when the sun shines upon you again.
这宇宙还在运行那一天,
and even that day, the universe is still moving.
也就是神对人说话的一天,
and that also is the day God continues to speak to you.
万有告诉我们什么呢?
And all things will tell what?
告诉我们神是存在,
tells that God exists.
我们心灵深处有个 intuitive internal witness.
And deep in our heart, there's intuitive knowledge and witness.
Why then your whole universe, the creation, as an external witness.
那么在外在一个整个这个宇宙人是外在的见证的。
奥古丁说,
Augustine said,
鸟为什么会唱歌呢?
Why is there the sparrow can sing?
空气为什么这么清新?
Why is there this air so clean?
大自然为什么这么美丽?
Why is there nature so beautiful?
为什么天是蓝色的?
Why is there the sky is blue?
为什么草是绿色的?
Why is there the grass is green?
为什么海是蓝色的?
Why is there this the sea is blue?
如果天不是青的是红的,
if the sky is not green, but the red,
草是黑的,
and also the grass is dark,
海是黄的,
and also the sea is yellow,
红天黄海同这个 chocolate 黑色的草使你每天发神经,
and you see this the red sky and the yellow sea and all this will cause you to have mental problems.
一切一切怎么会变成这样呢?
All this thing, how come it's so?
奥古斯丁说, 你问飞鸟说你怎么会这么漂亮?
You ask the bird why is that you can sing so well?
你怎么会这样唱歌呢?
How come you can sing so swiftly?
鸟唱歌比 Maria Callas, 比就是 John Sutherland, 比这个 Bartoli, 比最会唱歌的人更厉害，你懂吗?
And this bird can sing even better than all the best of vocalists.
你试试看吸空气, 吸了以后你唱, 你会唱几拍?
You just inhale and you sing. How many beats can you sing? Okay, when I was young,
我可以一次呼气唱到28拍，不必呼吸。
28 beats I can sing.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为那个气很力量很大。
Well, I have a very powerful with a breath.
4年前。
But 10 years ago,
我去找一个医生的时候,
I went to see a doctor.
他说你的肺活量正在已经减少35%。
They say that this, the capacity of your lung has been reduced by 35%.
有一次我住在一个人家里,
there was one I live in a person's home.
家里养一只小鸟,
he has a very small bird.
早上,
And it also a singer right in the morning.
我发现叫得很久啊。
It also sing for a long time.
好像比我唱歌更久。
And longer than what I can sing.
我就觉得大概不知没有是真正算不稳的， 要再一次算。
So I said I must count it.
所以当他再叫的时候，我就算了。
So I count it.
哇， 19秒钟。
19 seconds.
19秒，才停下来。
You can also sing for 19 seconds.
我很想对他说， 好不好教我怎么唱歌？
I really want to tell you that why don't be my master?
我要拜你为师。
You'll be my master singing.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那只鸟比这 microphone 更小。
It's smaller than this microphone.
它的肺不一定小得不得了。
And of course the lung is very small.
从那样小的肺能够产生这么大的声音， 那是最伟大的歌唱家。
So with this small lung can sing for so long, it was the greatest vocalist.
是奥古斯丁说。
So Augustine said,
鸟你怎么会唱得这么好？
Bird, how come you can sing so high?
海浪你多么大， 一定在那边不再冲过来呢？
The wave, you are so high and yet you stop right there.
月亮跟地球的距离，
and the distance between the moon
and the sun
and the earth,
都有固定的这个安排。
There is a fixed distance.
如果月亮再靠近5倍，
if this moon were to move closer by 5 times,
我们的海潮升上来的时候，
then the wave when it comes,
你要每天晚上爬到山上去睡觉。
Then every night you got to run up to the mountain.
降下去的时候，
when it's receding,
你要开车10公里才能游泳。
Then you got to drive for 10 kilometers before you can swim.
等到你刚好游到休息的时候，再来的时候， 你就淹死了。
Then after that, when you take a rest, when you come back, you will be drowned.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that so?
奥古斯丁说， 我问大自然为什么这样？
I asked the nature, why is that so?
他们全部同声合唱一句话。
Then all of them were singing in harmony.
Because God created us so.
因为神就是这样造我们。神这样创造我们。 God has created us so.
亲爱的弟兄姊,
My dear brothers and sisters,
你相信上帝很难吗？
Is it difficult for you to believe in God?
我很难信。
Yes, difficult.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为里面有一个声音你已经把它压住。
Because in you there's a voice you're suppressing.
就是行不义不前的人， 他们压制真理拦阻上帝的道。
There's the one who is ungodly and unrighteous that suppresses the truth of God.
以后呢？
And then
你一手遮天， 说天下没有太阳。
Then you cover yourself and say there's no sun in the world.
你有没有注意观看万有的奥秘？
Do you see the profundity of all the universe?
圣经告诉我们你可以把蚂蚁当作你的老师。
And also the Bible says you can have the ant as your master.
你说哪里有说蚂蚁是老师啊？
What does it say?
最多当着哥哥。
Maybe just like your brother.
中国人最前面的叫做梅县客人。 中国人最前面的是梅县人。
梅县人。 Okay, the most humble person in the China is the 梅县。
你的客人叫这个什么叫蚂蚁叫公公逆公逆公。
Because the 梅县 Hakka we call the ant as a 逆公。
你看这样谦卑是不是呢？
So they're very humble.
蚂蚁是逆公公公。
So they call it as a grandfather.
他叫猴子叫哥哥猴哥猴哥。 是不是很谦卑的？
We call the monkey as a brother.
但圣经说你叫蚂蚁做老师吧。
And the Bible says that you ask and call the ant to be your master.
你说为什么蚂蚁可以做老师呢？
Why is that you say that this ant can be your master?
上帝说，
So God say,
你察看蚂蚁的动作。
You want to check the movement of the ant.
他怎样不浪费？
Then how he never waste.
他怎样出席？
How he say,
他怎样殷勤做工？
How he work very diligently.
不会受饥荒的妨碍。
And they will not be affected by this famine.
当没有收成的时候，
When there's no harvest,
他已经预备好了。
It has stored all things.
现在很多年轻人有多少钱就用多少钱， 你连蚂蚁都不如。
Today a lot of young people, they spend all that you have, you're not like an ant.
你不要像那些外邦人。
Do not be like a Gentile.
你不要像那些没有智慧的人。
Do not be like unwise people.
你回到上帝的话来。
Come back to the word of God.
大自然，
The whole universe
教导你，
Will teach you
许多的功课。
Oh, that's
小小的蚂蚁，
a small ant,
教导你，
Will teach you
怎么勤劳。
How to be diligent.
我从小很注意蚂蚁的动作。
And when I was young, I paid attention to ants.
我发现没有一只蚂蚁没有礼貌的。
I find that all ants are with good manner.
每一只蚂蚁见到一定你好吗？你好吗？
Every time when they come, they say, are you well? Are you? They greet each other.
我不知道他是讲你好吗，或者讲早安，我不知道。
I don't know whether they greet or 你好吗 or good morning.
从来没有一只蚂蚁很骄傲就自己走自己不踩人。
There's no ant will walk in his own way.
不但如此，
Not only so,
所有的蚂蚁啊，
all ants,
他们一定走得很快的。
They will walk very fast.
没有慢慢走懒惰人没有。And
they will not walk slowly like a lazy man. And they walk very fast.
蚂蚁都会出息。
And they know how to store up.
他们有个相当基本的共识。
They have knowledge.
Common knowledge.
Because there's a wisdom they move around them.
他们不需要这个像人一样的懒惰不出息那样的这个不负责任。
They are not like men who are so irresponsible, who are lazy.
他们有组织。
And they are organized.
他们有军队。
They have the military power.
他们工作是有智慧的。
And they have wisdom in the work.
他们建筑他们的巢的时候。
Even when they build the net.
他们用很少的材料。
And very little materials.
他们最大最小。
And come up with a greater result.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
如果你说没有上帝。
If you say there's no God.
你只说谎。
You're lying.
你只故意。
You are
你是捣蛋,
intentionally.
你是压制你心中的真理,
you only but to suppress the truth which is in you.
那个真理是信仰的初步,
and that is the beginning step of the believing.
信仰的初步被你压下去的时候,
and the beginning step of faith when it is suppressed.
你要进到更重要的信心的过程,
it is not possible for you to go into the higher process of faith.
所以由于信以至于信,
so from faith to faith.
你要先守住最初步的信,
you must preserve the most initial step of faith.
就是从普遍启示所领受的,
that which comes from the general revelation.
就是神把最基本的他存在的真理的印证放在你里面的那个信,
that God has put this confirmation of the existence in you through the general revelation.
当你守住了这个信的这个范围的时候,
when you preserve this area of your faith,
那么神就会把你慢慢带到一个更大的地步里面,
then God will take you slowly into the greater measure.
就有更多的 真理造就你, 培养你更深一层的信心,
and God will cultivate you in the great measure of the faith, and you know the better knowledge of faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
原来上帝的事情,
the things of God,
人所能知的,
what man can know,
已经写明在人心,
is revealed in us.
Intuitive, internal witness,
乃是自界的见证,
不但如实,
not only so,
自从造天地以来,
ever since the creation of the universe,
创造到今天,
from the creation until now,
上帝的存在,
the existence of God,
虽然眼睛不能看见,
even you cannot see yourself,
那个上帝我没有看见你,
you say, God, I never see you.
上帝说, 你看见我创造界中的智慧吗?
And God said, do you see the wisdom I have in the creation?
你看见我在自然中间的安排吗?
Do you see my arrangement in the universe?
你看见一切的一切里面精工的设计吗?
Do you see all the wonderful design in all things?
你看见大自然中间永久的平衡吗?
Do you see the balance in the whole universe?
你看见这不是没有智慧者所能设计出来的?
You see that all these things cannot be designed by someone who do not have this godly nature.
你以为这是自然而来?
Does it come from nature?
我告诉你,
I tell you, it's not so.
因为神性,
because God's nature,
从神的永能,
and the eternal power of God,
eternal power and the nature of God, 这两件事已经在自然界里面被放进去,
the nature of God, the eternal power of God is being interwoven in the universe, in creation.
所以当你看见大自然的,
so when you see the nature,
你就看见了背后那看不见的上帝,
then you can see that God who is in this world, but behind all this creation.
有个大音乐家叫做 George Frederick Handel.
Handel, a great musician.
他从小爱音乐, 爸爸不许可。
He left music since he was young, but the father disliked it.
常常到半楼去偷偷去弹琴。
So every time he go to the attic and play,
爸爸发现了就打他。
And the father discovered and beat him.
我不准你做音乐家。
I don't want you to be a musician.
但这个孩子天才大到一个地步。
But this one is a talent.
手一摸到琴, 和音就出来了。
So when he touched the keys, then they have the harmony.
旋律就自然发展出来。
And the melody develops.
有一天有一个人,
so one day a person,
叫做Satchel,
Satchel,
这个人对 Handel父亲说,
and he told the father of Handel,
我劝你, 不要拦阻你的孩子学音乐。
Do not stop your son to learn music.
我恐怕你压制了历史上最大的天才之一。
Because I'm afraid that you suppressed one of the greatest talents and genius in the world in music.
父亲震惊一下。
And then he was shocked.
原来他的孩子被认为是历史上最大的天才之一。
That his son can be considered one of the greatest genius in the world.
无论如何，做音乐家总是没有什么钱的。
No matter what, it will be poor for those who are musicians.
父亲还是不许可,
so he doesn't want him to learn music.
这个Handel没有办法,
Handel has no way.
他就照父亲所要的去修法律,
and according to what his father designed, he learned law.
到什么时候呢?
Until when?
父亲死以后,
until his father died.
马上他转回音乐来。
Then he changed back to music.
不久他就到意大利去。
Then he went to Italy.
他求音乐的心智强到一个地步。
He has the desire so determined to learn about music.
他要去找意大利所有最出名的音乐家。
He want to learn after the greatest composer and musician in whole Italy.
吸收他们的智慧。
And to learn from their knowledge.
他到了意大利有一天去找 Scarlatti。
One day he went to Scarlatti.
Scarlatti 不在。
Scarlatti was not there.
So Handel 进到的房子里面。
So Handel entered his room.
我一定要等他回来。
I want to wait for him to come back.
所以他对他的仆人说。
So he told the servant.
你借我他的大键琴，我要弹弹好吗
？I want to play with harpsichord.
这个仆人本来不要给他的。
And actually this servant doesn't want to give to him.
后来他苦求之下。
But then he asked and asked.
就让他弹了。
So he played.
他弹的时候。
When he played.
哇，四周人都来了。
Everybody comes.
从来没有听过琴会出这样的声音的。
No one ever such a beautiful music from that.
你试看到琴上来弹。
Why don't you come and play with the piano?
你一弹，很多人会走掉。
When you come, when you play, everybody will leave.
那是天才弹的时候。
Why wouldn't genius play?
连老鼠走路都会停一下
子。Even the bird will stop to listen.
不一样就是不一样。
Well, it's different. It's different.
所以他弹的时候呢
？So when he plays,
人就来了，越来越多。
Everybody comes. It's a lot of people.
这个房子变成门庭若市。
And everybody crowded in the whole place.
后来呢 ，Scarlatti 回来了。
So Scarlatti came back.
当 Scarlatti 回来的时候
，When Scarlatti came back,
他自己吓了一跳。
He was shocked.
怎么他家里会有出这个琴声
？How come he has this melody from his room?
因为他是当代意大利最重要的作曲家。
Because he is the greatest contemporary composer of Italy.
但我从来没有做这样的曲子。
I've never composed such a hymn.
是谁在我的钢琴上弹出这种音乐出来的
？Who has played such good music in my instrument?
他就是 Who is that?
是谁？
讲完了以后
，After that,
他自己就想一句话。
Then he said, well,
如果不是鬼
，If it's not a devil,
就是神仙。
It must be a fairy.
才会弹这样的话。
Then he can play so well.
但是他我又不相信鬼会弹琴。
But he doesn't believe a devil can play.
他说这个大概是鬼怪神仙，再不然就是那个 Saxon.
Maybe a devil is a fairy.
Saxon.
Saxon.
是谁呢
？Who?
就是 Handel 的小名。
That is the nickname of Handel.
因为世界历史到那一天。没有一个人可以弹这样的，除非是 Handel 在这里，否则琴不会出这个声音。
Because until such time of history, no one can play so well.
他还没有看见他
Handel，
他从远处回来。
But from far away, he hasn't seen him yet.
如果今天你回家，你的家有声音，你不奇怪，录音机嘛，对不对
？Today, if you go to your home, you can see something music. You are not surprised because there's a recorder.
250年前没有录音机。
250 years ago, there's no recorder.
所以他说，如果不是 devil, it must be Saxon there.
So it is either devil or Saxon.
Only Saxon, only Mr. Handel can produce that kind of sound on my harpsichord.
只有 Handel 能够在我的大键琴里面有这样的这个音乐能够被演奏出来。
抛去，
所以 ran,
许多人给他把他拉开了。
So he make a way for
him. 看的时候
，when he saw，
真的 Handel 在他面前。
He was Handel was playing.
他说果然不出我所料。
He said I knew they was.
就是你。
It is you.
他找到 Handel。
And he found Handel.
Handel 找到他了。
And Handel found him.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
我们也是如此。
The same with us.
你看见大自然的奇妙的时候
，When you see the wonderfulness of the nature，
你说不是鬼就是神
，You see it is the devil。
怎么会这样的
？How can it be so？
是鬼吗
？Is it devil？
鬼不会造这样漂亮的世界给你。
Devil cannot make such a beautiful world for you。
鬼不会把道德律放在你心里。
And also you're gonna put a law of morality in you。
只有神才会做这个事。
It is only God who can。
Only God can do this。
只有神能够这样做。
My God。
我的神啊
，Thank you，
我感谢你
，I praise you，
我赞美你
，I adore you，
我敬拜
，I worship you，
我敬拜你
，Because I know，
因为我知道
，Only you can create this tremendous, wonderful, beautiful world，
因为唯有你才能够造这个美妙的世界。
我从这个世界
，From this world，
受造界
，And from this created realm，
我看见创造主
，I see the creator，
我不是用这个眼睛看。
I'm not using my eyes to see.
我是用心灵的眼睛看。
It is my spiritual eyes that I see.
虽然眼不能见。
Even though I cannot see with the eyes.
但借着所造之物。
But according to what the creator.
使我不能推诿。
That I cannot make excuses.
上帝在这里。
That God is here.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
你的存在。
Your existence.
是神存在的创造的结果。
It is because of the result of God's creation of His own existence.
上帝的存在
The existence of God
不是人讨论的结果
It's the result of our discussion.
是人讨论上帝存在的原因。
It is the reason why that man can discuss about the existence of God.
上帝的存在。
The existence of God.
不是人信的结果。
It is not the result of our believing.
是人信或不信他存在的原因。
But it is the reason for us to believe or disbelieve.
因为他存在。
Because he exists.
所以才有人讨论他存在。或者讨论它不存在。
And that's why people can discuss about existence or is it non-existent.
因为它存在。
Because it exists.
才有人信它存在，有人信它不存在。
And that's why the people who believe that it exists and people who do not believe that it exists.
不是我讨论讨论那个结果，有神才有神。
It is not because of the result of our discussion that it exists and that it exists or it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist.
因为神先存在，这使我会讨论这样伟大的。
Because God exists first and that's why we can discuss a great thing.
因为神先存在，使我产生可能对他的信心。
Because God exists first and that's why it produced the possibility for us to believe in Him.
这就是这十九二十节所告诉的普遍。
And that's what is being expounded by verses 19 and 20 about general revelation. The thing is about God.
人所能知道的。
That what man should know.
原显明在人心。
Is revealed in us.
因为自从造天地以来。
Because ever since the creator of heaven and hell.
上帝已经借着所造之物向人显明。
And God has revealed himself according to the creation.
虽然人不能见。
Even though man cannot see.
但借着所造之物。
But because of creation.
我们就可以晓得。
We can know.
晓得什么呢？
Know what?
上帝的永能。
The eternal nature.
上帝的神性。
And also the nature of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
印尼一个老牧师现在已经死了，他活到96岁。
An old pastor in Indonesia who passed away at the age of 96.
我曾经住在他的家几天。
I've lived in his home for a few days.
他老得不得了。
So old.
但整个城市的人尊重他，尊重得不得了。
But the whole city honored him so much.
他年轻的时候。
When he was young.
听宋博士讲道。
He listened to Dr. Zhong Song.
他就悔改。
He repented.
不再赌博。
He never gambled.
叫他太太把菜刀给他。
And asked his wife to make a knife to him.
把自己的大拇指砍断。
And chop off the thumb.
跳出去。
And if it's a flyaway,
他快快把它包起来。
And he wrapped it.
叫他太太把大拇指找回来。
And find back his thumb.
亲手把它埋葬在花园里。
And buried it in the garden.
从此又绝对不再赌博。
Henceforth, he will not gamble.
这个老人家后来做奉献做牧师。
This old man later on became a pastor.
那是六七十年前。
And there was 60 or 70 years.
没有神学院。
There was no seminary.
他到处讲道。
So he went and preached in every place.
他讲上帝存在，他不知道用什么方法讲。
So he talked about the existence of God. He doesn't know how to
explain it. 他说：“弟兄姐妹啊。”
He said, "Brothers and sisters."
天那么大，到现在还没有塌下来。
And the heaven is so big, it's not fallen yet.
是谁的力量撑住他？
Who supported?
就是神撑住他。
God supported.
弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
这世界这么奇妙。
And this world is so wonderful.
这么能够天永远不塌下来。
How come the world, heaven never falls?
人家一边听一边笑，一边信耶稣。
And people laugh at him and yet believe.
虽然他没有多大的学问。
Even though he's not learned.
但他有从神而来的热情。
But he has an enthusiasm coming from God.
每一个有学问的人心灵面深处发现。良心里面有神存在的印
证。And deep in the heart of those who are learned will know that God exists.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
请问。
On ask.
你信他吗？
Do you believe in him?
如果你信他。
You believe?
你爱他吗？
Do you love him?
我告诉你。
I tell you.
相信上帝存在。
To believe that God exists.
需要信心。
You need faith.
你相信上帝不存在。
If you do not believe that God exists.
你需要更大的信心。
You need an even greater measure of faith.
那是不可能的事。
It's not possible.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神已经显明。
Because God has revealed Himself to you.
虽然看得说，
even the Emmanuel can say,
证明上帝存在很难很难。
It's difficult to prove that God exists.
唐崇荣说，
Stephen Tom say,
证明上帝存在不可能。
And to prove that God exists is not possible.
不是很难。
Not difficult.
因为神不在人的证明的范围里面。
Because God is not in the sphere of the proving.
康德说。
Can't say.
证明上帝存在很难很难。
To prove that God exists is difficult and difficult.
那个无神论的人很高兴。
So those atheists are very happy.
后来他再讲一句话。
And then he said one more statement.
但是
，But
证明上帝不存在更难更难。
To prove that God does not exist even more and more difficult.
对哪两句话都没有兴趣。
And I'm not interested in that two statement.
我最有兴趣是什么
？What I'm interested is.
原来上帝不是人证明出来的。
That God is not someone that we can prove.
原来上帝是把自己显明给人。
But rather God revealed Himself to us.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our head to pray.